We have fundamentally a serious problem for any kind of tourism promotion, which is planned months and indeed sometimes years ahead. I see a problem next year. The people from Europe and from America, who obviously take their information from Tourism Ireland and those organisations that promote these things, they can't print any details about a ferry service that might be on next year, might not be on. Years of hard slogging to promote tourism in the northwest and Donegal and the County Derry has been severely fractured. It's going to take more than a few months to put it back in place.
Is this a matter of trying to put it up to the two governments in Dublin and Stormont so that they provide support? The one thing that does seem clear is that both Limavady and Donegal councils are saying, hang on a tick, we've done enough over the years, you can't depend on us indefinitely.
I could not criticise Donegal County Council or indeed Limavady Council. They have paid up from very, very limited budgets. Both governments knew for a very long time that there was a problem. The Assembly pays a grant of over £1 million for the Strangford ferry. There's no reason why the same rules shouldn't have applied and been shared between the Dublin government and the Assembly. But the most ridiculous reason I was given was the ferry service goes to another jurisdiction. You know, the sooner we get this partitionist notion out of our heads, tourists don't respect borders of a political nature, and they certainly don't plan their holidays to accommodate them.